right, welcome back. I'm Erin Peace, and now I'll be talking with graphic communication design student Owen Yi Ren, whose work focuses on the political influences on marriage in China. Welcome, Owen.
Hi.
So let's start with a little background. In your symposium, you talked about Chinese marriage historically, both during the Great Cultural Revolution and the Reform Period. You said that marriage was an accessory of politics during the Cultural Revolution. Is that right?
Yep.
And then during the Reform Period, the family planning policy defined it that only one couple could bear one child.
Yeah.
And you also said that you interviewed many different generations about what they felt about love and marriage, but that you found a shift in generational thinking, right?
Yeah.
So could you talk a little bit about that generational shift and how you feel that your work is relevant to today?
Okay, so I think through my research, I find like people in China have great differences in their attitudes toward marriage, especially when they're born in different period. And I think one of the biggest reasons is the political factors, because the political factors account for a large part of the question of what exactly affects people's marriage attitude. And in another word, I feel like the politics have seriously affected people's attitude toward marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And if we consider current attitude towards marriage, such as free love and more open relationship to be a better or more normal marriage, then I think the attitudes toward marriage of my parents and my grandparents, they were born in the last generations, is quite like they were limited. Their marriage of their attitude toward marriage were limited by politics to a great extent. And their attitude towards marriage and family at the time were only better serviced by politics. And changing attitudes of generations can not only rely on politics, but also relying on the effect of the mass media, which gradually affecting the attitude. So at the moment, I think our attitude toward marriage is still largely influenced by the media. And I agree with Alan D. Bottom's idea that such of the pain in marriage comes from misleading of romantic thinking since the 19th century. The biggest factor in shaping love comes from art, like the movie, fiction, and drama in our lives. So we were influenced by this fictional storyline, and even gradually set our attitude toward love in this process. In the current society, I also think art is very good and amazing thing, and especially in the authentic, but there, I feel like the psychological aspects of love and marriage affected by art are misleading. So those stories gradually led us more and more in impractical in the attitude toward marriage and love. And the change in attitudes toward marriage of Chinese people is very fast. So I hope I can understand how the mass media works in affecting people's life through my project. And at present, I still thinking about whether we are still in a backward marriage system is also a question worth considering.
Thank you. So do you see your research, these interviews, for example, as separate from your graphic design work, or how do you define your practice?
I think it's not very separate, because during my research, I understand the changes in attitudes toward marriage by interviewing three generations who are born in different ages, and especially those who experienced the Chinese Revolution cultural revolution period. And I think their attitudes toward marriage is very conservative, or maybe too conservative. I think this was largely influenced by the Chinese policy of that time. So I trying to visualize the background of my research, and I used the illustration and animation to show the feeling that I have, maybe more dramatically. So And also, I think my practice is just a practice, not the final outcome or something. So I think it's, and I also didn't finish it. So I don't think my research and my practice is separately.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these drawings the ones that are in the drawer at the moment? Can people view those? Okay, awesome. So what are your views on the three different female generations' opinions on marriage that you got from your interviews?
In my interview, I think the differences in attitude of three generations are conform their background. For example, the first elderly woman lived in a period of great leap forward period in China. And during that time, people were encouraged to have more children, and they were encouraged to accept the free love. But after that, in the middle-aged values, free love is so shameful because politics in those period encouraged people to accept political marriage and define the value of love. In particular, the family planning policy has also, like, they control people to birth, so it's more like they deprived the rights of the birth of the people. But I feel like the people who lived in that period, they really accept that. And also, as a young generation, people are more freedom in their attitudes toward marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I think because of the opening up policy and the introduction of foreign ideas. So as a young generation, I think the attitudes toward marriage of is more freedom, and I think more and more young generations, they can't accept the old attitudes toward marriage, like their parents or their grandparents. So yeah, that's
so it. Who are you speaking to with your work, or are you, who's your audience?
I think my audience is like, I feel like this question, my project is about marriage, and some people will say, like, some people will never consider about marriage in their life, but I don't think so, because I feel like if they already know they won't accept marriage because they already be influenced by the marriage.
Right, they already have considered it.
Yeah.
Just by saying that.
Yeah,
right?
So I think my audience is not only about the people who want to, like, get married. I just want people to think about the system of marriage and what kind of things influenced marriage. And especially, I feel like the mass media, like the TV drama, the movie, the fiction, and they always show something about love to people, to teach people.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I think it's a little bit weird, because I think sometimes it makes people to consider compare this life, their life, to the film or to this fictional storyline. So.
Right. So what would be the best way for someone to learn about marriage if it's not from mass media?
I think the most important thing for the audience is I want audience to understand they can't, like, when they see the film or see something and they think that is real love or something like that. They need to consider about their life, and yeah, that's
right.
It.
That makes sense. Great. So we're almost out of time, but just wanted to ask how you came to be interested in this.
Because, like, in my interview, I interviewed my family, and one is my grandma, another one is my parent, my mom, and I feel like when I talk about the marriage with them, we have a lot of different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the starting point of my project, and it's really inspired me to focus on that.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to see what you come up with.
Thank you.
Thank you, Owen. Next, we'll be talking with Anna Zhantong, whose work focuses on empty nesters in China. Stay tuned.